We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama, y'all. Man. I mean, like, this show goes, it goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And by the way, you hear those ads playing during the break, right? Those ads playing are part of the reason why Right Side is able to be here. So just know this, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business. We are not owned by the stations you might be listening to us on right now. We own our content. We send the shows to our stations. And so part of the way we sustain what we do is by selling ads. So here's the thing, man. You may be a Right Side ruffian yourself with a company that sells goods and services. You may want to know that we got way over 30,000 or more estimated listeners per week, bunch of Right Side ruffians who may rather buy from another ruffian. So all I'm saying is, if you want a captive audience to buy your stuff, I would just encourage you. Think about advertising on Right Side Radio. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message, and Lauren from Right Side will be on that like white on rice. So, yeah, we'd love to have you. Advertise on Right Side. Go to rightsideradio.org. All right. I'm going to jump into my next dipper now. I'm calling this demanding demands. What does that mean? Well, have you noticed these campus protesters? They're not just protesting. They're making demands. And it's sometimes it's to the point of just being silly. I mean, it's laughable. Like, Big Rig, I'm going to want that audio of the girl talking about, you know, being so hungry. That first one we had yesterday. I'm going to play that again here momentarily. But so here's the deal. Some of these protesters, they're coming out with a list of demands that you look at and go, did you really think that through? did you for even a second go, this is going to sound kind of silly. Maybe we shouldn't do it. This is going to make us look like the fools that they already know us to be. So let's don't do it. Did anybody say, hey, we're the organizers and you are not supposed to be the spokesperson? Like the girl the other day who went out there and said that it really, you know, if they want to have people starve to death or die of dehydration, well, there's a group on the campus at Princeton. You may have heard this. I did this in the last moments of yesterday's show, but I'm going to open this dipper with it now. There's a group at Princeton protesting support of Palestine from the river to the sea, they like to say. They think they understand geopolitical premises, and they are adamant that their hunger strike will carry the day. Well, you can look at them and you can tell, y'all don't have any calluses. You never done a hard thing in your life. And you can't figure out why no one brought snacks to the game. And that's where we are. You got that audio, man? This is a little bit hard to hear because they're playing their drums and the crowd's there. But you're going to hear, and I may, Big Rig, be ready because I may have to stop you and rail on it for a minute. But let's just play how this went. Go ahead. Unfair. It's unfair.
My peers and I, we are starving.
Starving.
We are physically exhausted. I'm quite literally shaking right now.
She's shaking.
We are both cold and hot at the same time.
Cold and hot at the same time.
We are immunocompromised.
We are immunocompromised.
And based on the university's meeting yesterday with some of our bargaining team, they would love to continue physically weakening us because they can't stand
Stop.
If they don't.
Stop. This is madness, y'all. The campus administration is intent upon further weakening it. Who told them not to eat? Oh, by the way, have they gone for, I mean, was it like 28 days without food? What's happening right now?
I just noticed something.
What's that?
She's reading from her phone like it's scripted.
Oh, it's scripted, man.
Like she wrote it down beforehand. And
oh, she did.
She's like acting it out.
Oh, she did. It's absolutely. Yeah. It's absolutely. And yeah, the emotion, even the shaking, which only occurred when she said, look, I'm shaking. And then she stopped shaking right after she asked for people to look at her shaking.
Exactly.
I don't know which part of that kills me the most. The fact that they think that the administration is making them not eat, or the fact that they say that they're immunocompromised now because they're doing this.
Go get you something to eat, pack a lunch.
I know. Who does that? Who walks around and says, hey, by the way, I'm feeling rather immunocompromised. Only an egghead Princeton protester would say something like that. Nobody talks like that. How you feeling today? Well, I'm rather immunocompromised.
I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah, there you go. It's that time of year, man. The pollen's out. I'm feeling a little immunocompromised right now. Okay. Anyway, this is there more to it? Was there more? I think there's a little bit more. Let's try a little bit more. See what happens.
To unjust murder. Yay!
Beat those drums. Beat those drums. Ain't no rhythm either.
I will say, I truly do not feel like I'm doing anything special. This is my choice, and I would not spend my birthday doing anything other.
It's her birthday.
And standing in solidarity with you all, and standing in solidarity with our siblings and innocent people in Gaza.
Woo! Stop it. Okay. Listen, that's the future of America right there. No, not really. Listen, there are a lot of salt of the earth, good, solid people. All right. Kids out there who know what it means to work hard and who maybe earned a scholarship as opposed to, you know, just getting one handed to them. And who might even have like played sports or done something that required them to sweat once. And these kids making protests these days. Well, so here's several things. Like, for instance, University of Texas, they're making it real clear. I got a piece I picked off of local KXAN out in Austin. UT Austin is saying protesters at the University of Texas have made very specific demands during the demonstrations. So far, there's little signs those demands are going to be met. If a student stops eating, it is not likely it will change what is happening in Gaza. Just saying. It's just ludicrous what's happening. So like at UT, Texas, demands are in four parts. The first one is to divest from all weapons manufacturing companies that sell arms to Israel. So the next two demands deal with academic and legal immunity from prosecution for. So let me get this straight. We're going to skip class. We're going to tear up the campus. We're going to refuse to take down our tents and let people, you know, go back to class. At the same time, two out of our four demands are that you give us amnesty and don't penalize us for doing this. And oh, by the way, we want grades. The fourth demand is they want the president of UT Austin to resign. This is called a lifetime of participation trophies, is what this is. It really is. It's really pretty sad. I've got one here, University of Washington. Okay, they're liberal out there. What happens out in Washington? Oh, sure. Washington, they might cave. I don't know. No. Protesters on college and university campuses, according to local KUOW out in Washington State, are demanding, among other things, that schools sever all connections with corporations that support Israel. Okay. At University of Washington, that includes demands to cut ties with Boeing. Boeing. Did they understand that Boeing is like a Washington-based corporation? Do they understand that Boeing probably has like entire endowments and that some of these kids are probably on Boeing scholarships? I doubt it. But Seattle Times investigative reporter Mike Riker has been covering the story. Yep. And Mike says, William Boeing, the founder of Boeing, donated a wind tunnel to the university so they could establish an aeronautics curriculum. They've donated more than $100 million to the University of Washington for things like scholarships and professorships. There's multiple buildings. There's an auditorium and a department named after Boeing. Yeah, they're not going to divest from Boeing. But these students don't think about this. They just say, wait a minute. Hold on. You gotta divest from Boeing because I think they sell an airplane to Israel. And that can't be. How about this? This is the article. This is the Princeton article. I just realized I had an article about it. I'd forgotten that. Daily Wire wrote about it. I love the part where she starts off by saying, this is absolutely unfair. That's how she starts. It's unfair that we chose to skip classes and tear up the building and then go on a self-imposed hunger strike. It's unfair. We are both hot and cold at the same time.
That's my favorite part.
That's your favorite part?
Yeah.
Sweet. There's a piece in the Washington Post that flat out says that as college students across the country protest the war, one of their demands risks undermining all the others. Says Columbia University's apartheid divest group wants to end the targeted repression of Palestinian students. Ooh, worthy. But they also want amnesty. They want to know there will be no penalties for their behavior. They want to know. Now listen, this is important. We have a right to tear stuff up and to oppress other people and to harass folks and to block people from getting the benefit of their own education and even to come in and protest during graduation ceremonies and ruin 4 years of work that families flew in from out of state to watch the rewards of it. And we want to tear all that up. But don't you dare hold us accountable for our own behavior. Y'all, I'm saying no. Washington Post, even. The Washington Post, a liberal rag, the Washington Post, is saying that if they keep making those amnesty demands, it's really going to go down the road of ruining everything else. So the Washington Post is sympathetic to the protesters, but is still telling them, stop with the amnesty thing. That is not going to work. In fact, all you're doing is undermining the rest of it. Listen, we're gonna take a break right now, but when we come back, if I can get it worked out, we may have one more clip, too, from the University of Florida, because, man, I'm going to tell you right now, that's the model. That is the model. Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama were the three states that said, yeah, you know what? Not on our watch. They dismantled those things in a heartbeat. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, we're in this section right now. I'm calling it the demanding demands. The protesters at the various colleges are literally just making demands, some of which are just getting to the point of being ludicrous. Some of y'all are texting in about it right now. Marshall from Dubai says, you want to stop? I love it we have somebody from Dubai that texts the show. But Marshall from Dubai says, you want to stop this ridiculous stuff on campus? Spread a rumor that Kyle Rittenhouse is visiting and look for a good time. Looking for a good time. Oh, Marshall. Anyway, Devin from Brownsboro says, with all the demands from the protesters, the UAW president could probably make a killing going to college campuses. On a more serious note, any chance you and Big Rig will have a competition with the reward being maple bacon flavored donuts? I don't know, bro. We may have to figure out how to do that because getting the donuts to you is the problem. But I do believe we have one coming for t-shirts, so stand by for that in the very near future. Glenn from Bluntsville says, OMG, I am starving. I haven't eaten anything since lunch. Yeah, they forgot to bring their juicy juice and snackables with them. Kim from Danville says, bless your heart and cry me a handful, you little snowflake. You made the decision to walk out there and now walk back to the dorm and fix yourself a sandwich. We got some ruthless people in the ruffian crowd. That's why they're called ruffians. Hey, listen, Ron DeSantis, in classic fashion, does not mince words. I think we have the right clip here. We had a couple of choices, and I believe we pulled the right one. But Ron DeSantis at the University of Florida, by the way, the University of Florida, I believe the president is Ben Sass, who used to be a very conservative member of Congress, who is now the president of the University of Florida. But DeSantis is not playing with these pro-Hamas protesters. And he had a few things to say. Let's start it, and I may stop you in the midstream. Go ahead and hit it. Do we have it? Mm-hmm. All right. Loading. Oh, it's loading up again? Sorry, man. All right, while he's getting that, I'll just tell you, he is talking about how colleges around the world, around the camp, around the nation, are just not cutting it. I mean, they're letting things happen. Kids are going to school and finding out they can't get into their classes. Even professors. Now, I'll be honest with you. One thing that boggles my mind is on some campuses, it's the professors and the faculty that are the ones who are doing the protesting or leading it. But most of the time, what you're seeing is professors, faculty members are either being run off or not able to get to work. And then students who paid good money, paid good tuition, are being told, just log in online and we're going to have to cancel your graduation ceremony, by the way. That's wrong. You got that audio now? Go ahead.
You also see really disrespectful behavior. At UNC, agitators removed the American flag and replaced it with a Palestinian flag. Now, how disrespectful is that to people that have fought and died for this country? At George Washington University, some of these agitators desecrated a statue of the father of our country, George Washington. Talk about disrespect for somebody who is really responsible more than anyone else to ensure that we have an America. Even in New York City, you have a pro-Hamas people. They go to the World War I memorial and burn the American flag. Just disrespectful conduct. Now, one of the things we've seen around the country is some of the people who are doing this aren't even students of the university. So why would you have people who aren't even students hijack your university for their agenda? That makes no sense whatsoever. So we've seen a lot of failures of leadership. We've seen some of these schools get overrun. That is not happening here in the state of Florida. You are going to behave appropriately, or if not, you're going to be shown the door. If we have a student that would take a janitor hostage, like they did at Columbia University, the only appropriate response is that student is expelled immediately. And when you have that, you are not going to see a lot of the nonsense that you see around the country.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Not only is the action he's taking perfect, but it's measured and it's decisive and it's on point. And oh, by the way, it also creates a tone. His entire tone toward the issue is where it should be. I mean, that right there is what you should be seeing governors across the nation say. Because keep in mind, y'all, state-funded universities are being ransacked. Now, it's bad enough when it's a private school, but when it's your taxpayer dollars going for a campus, only to have them and I don't mean like a little bit of vandalization. You ought to, if you haven't done it, I just challenge you, go out there and do a little bit of online research about the amount of damage being done to college campuses. And you'll find videos. Look up Portland State University Library. Do that one. Portland State University, state-funded, taxpayer dollars, Portland State University Library. I mean, they tore it up. Spray-painted the walls, damaged computers, just threw furniture out in the hallways. I mean, it was broke windows, camped inside the library. Like, anyway, all said and done, these young heathens are really making a mockery of what I would call the good order and discipline of academia. And never you mind for a second, you know, when you're a protester, that you might be actually damaging somebody else's life while you protest for the thing you care about. That's where we are. Hey, a couple things. I'll go ahead and get some text messages here. Chris from Gadsden says, you don't see the hardworking students because they are too. They are working too hard to spend time protesting. That's exactly right, man. Thomas from Athens again says, pitiful protesters on a hunger strike. At their age, I went on a 21-day and later a 27-day water-only fast for health, not protest reasons. These campus-based bozos and bimbos are just pseudo-students with skulls full of mush. I would agree with that, Thomas. Absolutely. Rich from Coleman, I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. Brother, I think your voice text ain't helping you. He said, I see what he's saying. He said, I'd be across the road from the hunger strikers cooking up some burgers and hot dogs and a barbecue gas grill. Freaking morons. Here's what I'd do to that, too. Go ahead and put a fan behind you that blows a smell directly across the street. All right, folks, listen, we're going to shift gears. I'm bringing some friends on the air. David and Kelly Cochran have an amazing personal story and the effort they put behind taking their tragedy and turning it into triumph. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.